Amen. Good to be saved today. Amen. Amen. Good to know the Lord as our Savior. Amen. He's my shepherd. He's my refuge. He's my stronghold. Let me make sure that I am on. I hope this will fly. Amen. I'm on now, ain't I, brother? Amen. All right. He's my Savior. He's my refuge. He's my stronghold. He's my buckler. He is my shield. Brother Stennett, he's the lifter up of mine head. Amen. Amen. We ought to love him with all our heart. Not because we got to, because we get to. Amen. By the good grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Farrell. Amen for the privilege to stand and preach. Thank you, Brother Hall, for the tremendous message this morning. Amen. My heart's been blessed and helped. Amen. From being in the house of the Lord. John chapter number 13 this morning. John chapter number 13. And we're going to read verses 1 through 17 for our text this morning. And bring the message that the Lord has laid upon my heart. I trust it will be a help. And a blessing to you this morning. John chapter number 13, beginning with verse number 1, the Bible says, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world. Notice this. He loved them unto the end.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he's that kind of a Savior? And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come up from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord. And ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Verse 17. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. You can be seated. Let's pray. Lord, I love you this morning. I thank you, Lord, most of all for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for loving the whole world so much that you gave yourself on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to stand this morning and to preach the Word of God. I'm so unworthy to stand here in this place behind this sacred desk. I thank you today for the privilege to be able to serve Thee. I pray, Lord, this morning, you'd please bless now, anoint me. I ask you, my Father, in the name of Jesus, you'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, anoint me, Lord, and give me unction from heaven to stand. And Lord, to do the work of God, because within my flesh, Lord, there is no good thing. And I pray, Lord, you'd anoint me and bless me. Help me to be a blessing. Help me to be an encouragement and a strength today. And Lord, even a challenge, Lord, to our hearts. Lord, as we look into the precious Word of God. Thank you for the message from Brother Hall this morning. I pray you'd bless him. Bless Ms. Hall. Touch their bodies. Strengthen them, my Lord. I pray you'd just please minister to them in those ways that their eyes are set on you for. I pray, Lord, for the remaining preachers of the day, that God, you'd fill them and loose them and, Lord, give them liberty to preach, Lord, like they've never felt before in the pulpit. I pray you'd get glory to yourself above and beyond everything that could be done. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Here in our text this morning, we are not days away from Calvary. We are hours away from Calvary. Amen. The darling Son of God, as He approached in His ministry this time, He referred to it as His hour. Amen. The time when He would give Himself. Brother Stennett, not part of himself. Amen. He gave everything. Amen. His hour included. I really don't believe, Brother Farrell, we've ever touched the hem of the garment. Amen. As to all that He endured. Amen. For our sin and our salvation. Amen. He endured the cross. Yes, He did. He despised the shame. Don't never let anybody tell you, amen, that there was no shame associated, amen, to what He did for us. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. Why? Because He saw you and me, amen, amen, for the joy that was set before Him. That's how, that's why, amen. That's the reason Paul said, I am what I am only because of the good grace of God. Amen. That was shown and bestowed upon me. Amen. Amen. We're visiting the upper room. Amen. Our Lord is not facing failure here. Amen. Our Lord is not a victim of circumstance. Amen. He is in control every minute. He's in control of every event. He's in control of every happening. He is not a victim of circumstance. Last September in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan, New York. Amen. The Pope stood, amen, behind a podium, and he said the life of Christ ended in failure. Amen. I want to say today, don't believe a word of it. Amen. Amen. The life of Christ did not end in failure, and he put, amen, the closing statement there, the failure of the cross. Amen. Well, I want to say, Mr. Popey, I know you're getting things ready for Mr. Ante. Amen. Amen. That's what he's doing. Mr. Popey's getting ready for the Antichrist to be able to set up, amen, his rule and reign here on this earth. But I'm thankful we're going to be gone when that happens. Amen. Amen. The cross, Brother Hall, was not a failure. The cross in the annals of history, eternity past, eternity future, will be hailed as the greatest victory that mankind has ever lifted their eyes upon. Amen. Say, preacher, how do you know it's a victory? Amen. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Amen. He sought me and He bought me with His own precious blood. Amen. Amen. He loved me ere I knew Him. And all my love is due Him. Amen. He won me to victory. Amen. Because He loved me more than anybody else ever could or ever would. Amen. Amen. The direction of the Holy Ghost is leading me in here is to focus on our Lord after supper. Now, this portion's not dealt with very much. There's reasons for that. I appreciate what Brother Hall preached this morning. We are, even though saved by the good grace of God, Brother Hardin, we're still flesh. And the flesh recoils from something like this. The flesh stands back and says, what? Washing someone's feet. Amen?
Right.
To wash someone's feet, the flesh just, who'd want to do that?
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to do that? Wash someone's feet. It's repulsive to the flesh.
Sure.
Is it not?
Yes, sir.
It is viewed as maybe tarnishing a desired image. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen? We want to be viewed as having a certain image. But preacher, to wash somebody's feet totally does away with a lot of images that's being nurtured and promoted.
Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to preface what I'm fixing to preach with this right here. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And to give His life a ransom for many.
Amen.
I stand here today and I thank God that He ministered to my soul in my time of need. Amen. Boy, I don't know about you, it's a blessing. Amen. To see Brother Farrell here on the platform and see his father step up here to hear Brother Shepherd turn around and refer to Brother Farrell as son. Amen. Headed out of Madisonville toward Providence on the right side of the road. There is an establishment on the sign. It says Father and Son Liquors. I'd whole lot rather have the privilege of seeing a man of God stand on the platform and turn around to another man of God who God blessed and helped and worked and in His grace and mercy. Amen. Be able to turn around and say, son. Amen. Had two men of God. What a blessing that is. This world. Amen. To this world. That is becoming an extinct picture.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad today I was saved under my dad's ministry.
Amen. Amen.
My dad's the Reverend Claude Durham. He pastored the Pine Grove Baptist Church in Sunset, South Carolina.
Amen.
Amen. Saved under my dad's ministry. He baptized me in Lake Kiwi, South Carolina. Thank God he didn't hold me down too long. Amen. got to preach, so to speak, my first message while he was pastor. And the Lord hadn't called me to preach. Y'all work that out amongst yourselves. Got to preach my first message, so to speak. Took all of about 3 minutes. Brother Mike Moody's hoping it'll take all of about 3 minutes today. Brother Farrell did me a tremendous favor in telling what we're going to eat here in just a little bit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Saved under my dad's ministry. He let me preach. I stood on a Wednesday night. I opened my Bible to Psalm chapter number 23. Amen. Just 12 years of age, opened my Bible to Psalm 23 in all of about 3 minutes. Amen. I was done. Amen. But the Lord blessed me. Amen. He blessed me. Amen. At 18 years of age, a week after graduating high school, Pickens, I got a PhD. I got a Pickens High School diploma. A week after graduating high school, God laid His hand on me to preach the Word of God, surrendered to preach on the courthouse steps in Pickens, South Carolina. Amen. Preached my first message after having received the call right there. Amen. Amen. And God blessed me. Amen. Just to give you a picture of how the Lord can help a nobody in such a tremendous way. Amen. Just a year or so ago, the Lord let me preach through Psalm chapter number 23. And it took us all of about 5 months to get through it. Amen. Ain't God good? Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, say, preacher, what are you saying? I'll relate this to what's going on in the upper room. The great God of heaven, He took a towel and He girded Himself. And before those whom He created, He knelt. Now don't forget, the great God of heaven girded Himself. And He began to wash His disciples' feet.
Amen.
I want to preach on this thought. How are we at washing feet? How are we? If I read this scripture and rightly divide it, rightly apply it, if I read this scripture right, I believe the Holy Spirit of God would bring to my heart as the Lord closed the events that took place for which we read. He said there in verse number 17, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I believe that there can be an application made to this preacher. I believe an application could be made to every man of God in this house, every man of God serving today, no matter where they might be. Not only every man of God, I believe it could be even applied. Wouldn't hurt the scripture at all, preacher. Amen. To be able to say all God's youngins ought to be good at washing feet.
Amen.
Say, preacher, it kind of hurts my flesh. It does mine too. Say, preacher, it kind of tarnishes an image I'm trying to create, nurture, and promote. It'll do that. No doubt about that. It'll tarnish. It'll kind of set you back a little bit in that effort to promote self. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all pray for me now while I preach.
Yes, sir.
First thing I want to notice, that our Lord's position here is one of condescension. It's one of condescension. Verses 4 and 5, He riseth from supper and laid aside His garments. I believe there was a time when He laid aside garments as well. He left heaven's splendor just to come to this earth's mess, if I can say it that way. He came to this earth's mess so that He could pull us, lift us out of the mess. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Amen. Set my feet on rock, established my goings. Put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Amen for the fact that He laid aside His glory and lowered Himself. Amen. But here's another condescension. Riseth from supper, laid aside His garments, took a towel, girded Himself. After that, He poureth water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Notice who this is that is humbling Himself. And He literally, Paul penned the words down to the church at Philippi, to the Philippians. But here the Lord, He is literally taking the form of a servant. Why is it we don't more often than we do? This is the Creator of everything that is.
Amen.
This is the great God of heaven, manifest in flesh. In Him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
That's right.
This is the who. Now notice whose feet our Lord washes. The Bible brings out here that He washes the disciples' feet. I just thought about a few. There's Thomas. When the Lord and the disciples were headed to Bethany, after Lazarus has been dead already 4 days, the Lord was headed to Bethany, Thomas, he popped up and said, "Let us also go with Him that we may die."
Right. That's right.
After the Lord was resurrected from the grave, the disciples were holed up there in the upper room. The darling Son of God appeared. The Sunday before His appearance, Thomas said, "Unless I see the print of the nails in His hand and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe." The Lord appeared the next Sunday. It's one good reason to be faithful to the house of God. When you're not here, the Lord may show up.
Amen.
Thomas there had the Lord appear to him. And the Lord looked at him and said, "Reach hither thy hand." Thrust it in my side. And he said this, "Don't be faithless, but believe."
Amen.
Brother Farrell, He knows all about me. And He knows all about you.
That's right.
He knows all about us.
Yes, He does.
And He knew all about Thomas.
Yep.
And He got down in front of one who in his heart and mind cast doubt on the legitimacy of the ministry of the darling Son of God. And He took His sandals off.
Yep.
And He began to wash His feet. You let somebody cast doubt on the legitimacy of our ministry.
Come on now.
Are we willing to wash their feet?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Peter is just hours away from having a bona fide, sure enough, cussing fit. Amen?
Yes, sir.
The darling Son of God's been pummeled in the house of Caiaphas. They're going to lead him away to Pilate so that they can have the means put in place for him to be crucified on a Roman cross.
Yes, sir.
Peter, he sees the Lord off in the distance. Peter, he's following. But Brother Stennett, he's following afar off.
Right.
There ain't no closeness there.
Right.
There ain't no fellowship there. There ain't no communion there.
Right.
Say, preacher, is Peter saved as you and me?
Right, exactly.
But Peter's following afar off.
Yep.
He's not right with him. He's not hand in glove, so to speak.
Right.
He's not right there. I'm with you. I'll back you. I'm for you. Just a few days prior, amen. Peter said, he took the Lord, and the Bible says after the Lord said that he was going to give his life, but 3 days later rise again. Peter took him and said, "Not so, Lord. Then be it far from thee." Amen. The Lord looked at Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man."
Right.
Peter, he's following afar off. He goes in. He starts warming himself by the fire. A man comes and he says, You're one of them. You're one of them. It's with Jesus of Nazareth. He said, "Man, I am not."
Yep.
A little while later, another comes and says, "Surely you're one of them. I saw you in the garden. I saw you there." He said, I know not of what you're speaking of." Another one come a little bit later. And he said, "Surely you're one of them, because your speech betrayeth thee."
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Peter said, "Well, I'll just show him."
Yep.
And he had one of those old bona fide cussing fits. Started swearing. Amen.
Right.
Started swearing, carrying on like a total ornery heathen.
Right.
"I'll just show him." I don't say, "Preacher, what's going on?" Peter quit the Lord. He quit the ministry.
Yep.
Brother Farrell, the Lord knows all about me.
Yeah.
He knows all about you.
Yes, sir.
He knows all about us. And before Peter, preacher, before Peter, he takes off those sandals.
Yeah.
And he knows in just a few hours,
yep,
he's going to be a... That's not near as good as a hallelujah rooster.
Yeah.
But Peter's going to turn. The darling Son of God is going to look his way.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And there's going to be some things come home.
Yep. Right. That's right.
And Peter's going to weep his way back into fellowship.
Thank God.
With the darling Son of God.
Yeah, man.
The Lord loosed a denier's shoe and loved him.
Amen.
In just a few minutes, the darling Son of God is going to reveal to the disciples, "Behold, there is one here at the table. And he's going to betray me." And notice this. The Bible says that they all began to look one upon another.
Right.
And they began to ask. My brother, they said, "Lord, is it I?" I heard Brother David Gibbs preaching on Judas being a phenomenal act. He said, if in his way of thinking, John should have poked Peter on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Peter, it's Judas. Can't you tell? It's Judas. Judas is the one. He's the one that's not real. He's the one that's going through the motions. He's the one that's the hypocrite." But none of them at the table knew who the Lord was talking about. He was a phenomenal act.
Yep.
He was good at what he did.
Yes, sir.
The darling son of God. There before Judas, knelt. Can you imagine? Judas is on his way to hell. He's on his way to hell. The Lord slips off his sandals and he begins to wash his feet. I'll guarantee you, Judas. I'll guarantee you right now, he'd love to feel the water on his feet right now. Oh, yeah. He's frying like a pork rind in hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Say, preacher, why? Because he's Judas Iscariot? No. Because he rejected the darling Son of God. He rejected him as his Savior. Amen. The Lord loved him all the way to the end. Amen. The scriptures are true. Everyone today that lifts their eyes in hell, all the way to the end, the darling Son of God loves them.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate Missions Conference. But you know what? We all missionaries. We are all missionaries. Amen. We have as a saved, blood-washed, born-again child of God, we all have a mission field. It may not be the same mission field, but we are on a mission field.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord condescended. He condescended. Say, preacher, what's the application? If he condescended, I'm obligated.
Yep.
But greater than that, I have the privilege to walk in His steps.
Yes, sir.
And condescend as well.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
And really, it's not condescending. He reached further down than I could reach up. Amen. Amen. Really, it's not condescending. Really, it's just reaching over. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. Notice that our Lord's direction here is that of admonition. Verses 6 through 8. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. In verses 6 and 7, Peter was just like us. Amen. Peter was just like us. He was growing spiritually. And we're still growing in this matter of washing feet.
Sure.
Still growing.
Yeah.
Like Brother Hall said, there ain't no discharge in that war.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Till the day He calls or until the day He comes.
Yeah.
There ain't no discharge
Amen.
In that war. Amen. Yeah. We will probably never master it. Probably never will master it because we're still dealing with our flesh.
Right.
We probably never will master it because we've got a problem with pride.
Yep.
We probably never will master it because, just to be honest with you, we're about as ornery as the day is long.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But we ought to be pressing toward the mark.
Amen.
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 Amen. In verse 8, Peter was given a mandate by the Lord. Notice this. He said, Peter said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." The Lord said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." I understand that the context is dealing with having the pollution, the pollutions and the defilement of the world cleansed from our life.
Yes, sir.
But I want to notice the attitude Peter had here. The attitude Peter had. "You ain't never going to wash my feet. You reckon somebody that wouldn't let the Lord wash his feet would even think about washing somebody else's feet?"
Right.
I don't think so.
No.
If the darling Son of God would come our way and gird himself and take a basin of water, amen, pull the shoes off of our feet, amen, and look at us and say, "Son or daughter, I want to wash your feet," and we recoil and we say, "You ain't never gonna touch my feet." Amen. We'd get up from there and we would be determined. We ain't never going to go into this area of spirituality.
Right.
Amen. Can I say this? I wonder how many people's died and went to hell because God's youngins wouldn't wash feet. I wonder how many people would still be in our churches growing in the Lord. I mean, growing in the good grace and knowledge of the darling Son of God. By the way, when we got saved, we were not grown saved.
Right.
We were babes in Christ.
Right.
Amen. I know men that won't work with nobody. They won't have patience with people. They won't wash feet. And those people get discouraged. And they fall out by the way. Those same men will say, "Well, God's going to beat all the hair off of them." No, God's going to beat all the hair off of that man of God is what He's going to do. Because in all reality, God had more patience with me than I even realized.
Sure.
God had more patience with you than you even realize. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful today, amen, that my Lord washed feet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
Yeah.
Peter's attitude. He didn't want to have any part. The whole concept. The Lord admonished Peter by telling him, "If you want fellowship with me," this spoke to my heart, "if you want fellowship with me, washing feet is important."
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Now, my brother, Peter saved. There's a lot of people today saved, and they're putting on a good act, but they ain't nowhere near in fellowship with God.
Right.
You know why? Because the concept of washing feet is foreign to them.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yes, right.
This will help me. It'll help you. Amen. If we'll let it, it'll help us.
Amen.
Our Lord's authority here is to give instruction. Verses 12 through 15. "So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I've done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." Good enough? Good enough. He said, "For I have given you an example." He didn't just have it penned.
Right.
He illustrated it.
Sure. That's right.
Amen. It's one thing to read something, and I thank God for being able to get knowledge. I thank God for being able to gain understanding through reading. But boy, when I see something lived out, it has a greater impact upon my mind,
right,
upon my heart.
Right.
Amen? Amen? In verse 12, the Lord makes washing feet a matter of spiritual growth. He said, "Know ye what I have done unto you?" Amen. A lot of people would say, washing feet. Amen. It'll take you back spiritually. The darling son of God said washing feet will be one of the ways that can be told that you are growing spiritually.
Amen.
Is that not what it means? In verse 13, the Lord asserts His authority. He is my Master. He is my Lord. He can do with me what He wants to do. And He cannot do with me what He don't want to do. Amen. I belong to Him. If you're saved, you belong to Him. He is in control. Say, "Preacher, I got things in control." Well, if you do, you're fixing to head for one major mess. Amen. Amen. He is in control of my life. Owns me, lock, stock, and barrel. Paid for me, Brother Joel, on Calvary's tree. Amen. Say, "Preacher, what about those Corinthians there Paul was writing to in chapter 6? He owned every one of them that was saved. Amen. He had to bring them along to the place where 2 Corinthians come into view, where they were growing in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is Master. He is Lord. We are not and never will be like Him if we don't grow in the area of washing feet. Amen. Amen. Verses 14 and 15, the Lord gives vital instructions for pleasing Him. And that is the purpose, ain't it?
Right.
Amen?
That's right.
That is the purpose.
Amen.
Not to please myself.
Right.
Amen? Not to please the brethren. Amen?
Sure.
Amen? The ministry does not hinge on pleasing the brethren.
Right. Amen.
If I preach like another preacher wants me to preach, then I ain't pleasing God. I'm pleasing man. The fear of man bringeth a snare. To please man, you'll find yourself trapped somewhere or another, your mouth hanging open and wondering, "What am I going to say to get myself out of this mess?" You stand on the Word of God, you've got plenty to say and you don't have to back up from it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The purpose of the ministry, amen, is to please the Lord. Amen. What I am wanting to hear one day by the good grace of God. Amen. I want to stand before Him. I don't want to stand in Demas's lot. Don't want to stand in Lot's place. Don't want to stand in Samson's vicinity. Amen. I want to stand. Amen. I want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." And the only way, Brother Hall, I'm going to be able to hear that is to please Him.
Amen.
Amen. Finally, our Lord's revelation here is one of condition. Verses 16 and 17, you'll see a double verily. Places emphasis on the teaching here in the Word of God. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord." The servant is not greater than his Lord.
Right.
"Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things." There's the patience of our shepherd. He brings us along. At times he carries us. but He brings us along.
Amen.
If you're growing in this Word, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. One thing I've noticed, my brother, it's easy to tell when one of God's young'uns are not familiar with washing feet. They ain't a happy lot. They ain't a happy lot. Oh, they might sing, "Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever." It's almost by the standard like there's a frown on their face.
Yes, sir,
brother. Yeah.
You ever heard somebody testify in church? "Boy, I sure am glad I'm saved."
Yeah.
"Sure am glad God rescued me."
Yeah.
Oh, he was just... He found me one day, brought me out of the world, put me in the church. No, Brother Stennett, He rescued me from hell and the lake of fire. As a firebrand, He put me out of the burning. Amen. Amen. Rescued my hide. Amen. Saved me. Not only my Savior, but He's my shepherd. Amen. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. And because He's my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day.
Amen.
Of my life.
Amen.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
You see, I get to come to church every time the doors are open.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to go to the Father's house. And I'm going to be in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Sounds to me like, amen, I got more than I deserved. Amen. When He rescued me. Amen. We got more than we deserved when He rescued us. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I've been to Calvary. I know what it is. Amen. Amen. To have His touch on my soul. Have His touch on my life. Amen. And have His touch on my eternity. Thank God today for what He's done for me.
Amen.
But this same one, He said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Now here's some absolute truths that will never change for me, for you, or for anyone. We're living in a day of relativism. In other words, what's right for you may not be right for me. What's wrong for you may not be wrong for me. I don't put any stock in relativism.
No, sir.
God says she's right, she's right.
Yep.
God says it's wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Amen. There ain't no gray area.
Right.
Amen. No gray area.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The servant will never be greater than his Lord. That's absolute truth.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter how much that servant might try to be greater than his Lord. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost of God moved on the Apostle Peter's heart in chapter 5 of 1 Peter. He said, "Don't you dare lord over my heritage."
Right.
The servant will never be greater than his Lord.
Right.
Amen. The servant commission will never be greater than the authority commissioning. That's absolute truth.
Right.
The final thing, the spiritual maturity of a servant is seen in this. Their ability to wash feet. Their ability. It's hard on the flesh. I mean, it causes the flesh to just literally recoil back.
Sure.
And say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to minister this way. I don't want to serve this way. But the Lord said, if you're growing, you're going to be growing in this area of washing feet.
Amen.
My brother, did you get that? Did I ask you to get?
Sorry. I didn't realize
I'd be. I've asked Brother Farrell if he would to get a pan of water. The Lord said, if ye do these things, I know that washing feet is not an ordinance of the church. But the Lord never intended it to be an ordinance of the church. You know what He intended it to be? A means by which we would be an humble servant of His. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with being humble. Amen? The Lord, He puts no premium on pride. And you help me pray about that, because I don't know about you, I got a problem with pride. The Lord puts no premium on self-esteem and self-assertion. He puts no premium on self. Amen?
Right.
The Apostle Paul, he said, I die daily. How can I die daily? How can we as God's youngins die daily? Preacher, it's an impossibility. Well, if it's an impossibility, Brother Stennett, the Holy Ghost would have never put it in His book.
Amen.
How do we die daily? The Apostle Paul, he said, be not filled with wine wherein is excess. He said, but be filled with the Spirit. One thing that I think we are needing today, I know we're needing it in the Sturgis Baptist Church. Man, we're needing it like never before. We're needing to be filled with the Spirit. Now, don't you get me wrong. I ain't the Lord. But I want to be His servant.
Amen?
And the Lord said, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Brother Hall, if he knelt before the men he knelt before and took off their shoes and washed their feet, he said, I've given you an example that you are to do likewise. Say, preacher, we're supposed to go around finding people to take off their shoes and wash their feet. No, now that's not what it's meaning. It's meaning we're to live our life in a spirit of humility. Live our life in a spirit of humility to where we're willing to treat others like our Lord treated us. Amen? I preached a similar message at the church, our deacons, of course, Brother Mike, he's one of our deacons. He wasn't there. I would have washed his feet. But Brother Kenny Mike, Brother Wayne Smith's our deacons at that time, and I washed their feet. Brother Farrell, I love you, my brother. You're my brother in Christ. We ain't in competition with one another. We're here to help one another.
Amen.
Amen. I get to pray for you.
Amen.
And I ask you to pray for me.
Yes, sir, I do.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I want you to notice one thing. When you're washing feet, it's impossible to stand above your brother or your sister in Christ. How can you wash feet when you exalt yourself above your brother or your sister in Christ?
Amen.
You know what we need? We need more, please take this the right way. We need more pastors that's willing to wash the feet of their people.
Amen. Amen. Sure. Yes, sir.
We're needing more evangelists that's willing to wash the feet of pastors and churches that they minister in.
You're right.
A lot of them want to go in and straighten everything out. They don't have a clue as what's going on in the first place.
Yeah, you're right.
We need more missionaries. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We need more missionaries that's willing to wash the feet of the people that the great God of heaven has given them the opportunity to minister to.
Yes, sir.
Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And to give His life a ransom for many. Lord, I love You this morning. Thank You for Your love for us. Thank You, Lord, for Your good grace, Lord, that rescued us. Give us the privilege to be a part of the greatest family, Lord, that's ever been. Thank You, Lord, today. For Brother Farrell, Lord, for His church family, for the ministry, I pray, God, Your richest blessings would be upon them. Meet every need, Lord, I pray. Lord, Thou knowest. Lord, Thou knowest the needs that are not even made public. Lord, Thou knowest. I pray that the great God of heaven would meet every need that the eyes of Brother Farrell and his church family is set on You for. I pray, God, You'd please bless the men of God that will stand here in this holy place and continue, Lord, to preach the Word of God. Bless my brethren. Lord, give them liberty, Lord, as they've never had before. Thank You for the liberty that I have enjoyed this morning, Lord, to preach the Word of God. I'm not worthy. But I thank You so much, Lord, for Your goodness to us, Your grace and mercy upon us. Have Your way, Lord. Bless, Lord, our fellowship today. And I'll continue to thank You. And we'll, Lord, we'll give You the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank You, preacher.